This Motzei Shabbos, we start saying Slichos. And from this Shabbos already, we start feeling Rosh Hashanah. Matter of fact, you know, this Parsha, which has the 98 curses of the Tochacha, the Gemara tells us, it's a psikta, that Ezra Sofer legislated that we have to fit in reading Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. And it should symbolize Tichle Shana V'Klaloseha, Tochel Shana V'Brichoseha. The old year, right, ends with all the curses. So the old and the curses out, and comes in the new year with all its blessings. So how do you have it both ways? If things are getting older, right? So you have something new. Let the old come out, in come new. I mean, time seemingly is going in all the same direction, from new to old to older to older to older. Like, what's this game like we're playing that we'll decide arbitrarily, seemingly, right? That only the bad stuff is going into the past, but the good stuff is not going into the past. It's coming into the present as if we'll hold on to it. So to explain that very briefly, in a few brief words, and it has also very much to do with this week's parsha. Over and over again, this week's parsha, you will find the usage of the term Hayom, today, and Rashi in all the instances will say the same thing, the same drasha, that you should view Torah and our mission, you know, what we're commanded to do, as today, as if it was just freshly commanded. It should always be fresh, right? The same idea, like this Torah that we've had for 3,000 years, right? And you've known it your whole life, to constantly look at it as new. How do you do that, and in what way is that true? How is it not 3,000 years old since we received it? The key to all this lays in a interesting Medrash Tanchuma at the beginning of the Parsha. The Parsha opens up with the command of Bikurim. And, you know, the special seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, we have to take the first of each one of those species and bring it to Hashem anytime from Shavuos onwards. Right, is the time to bring it. And you know, so it says in this Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw that the temple will be destroyed, and the mitzvah of Bikurim would be, sadly, out of commission until the temple gets speedily rebuilt. B'mehera b'yameinu. So Omad v'tiklam yisrael shuvas palim gimel paim b'yom. He got up, and Moshe Rabbeinu already instituted the concept of davening three times a day. So even if the specific times were legislated later by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, right, but Moshe Rabbeinu already instituted, according to Tanchuma, the concept of davening three times a day. Three times a day to supplement for the mitzvah of Bikurim that was once a year. Everyone, you know, brought it just once a year. So for a once-a-year mitzvah, you know, the supplement for it, you know, for the time that goes out of, God forbid, goes out of use, goes, you know, becomes non-applicable, daven three times a day. So the Sfarim explain like this, you know, it's in the Tiferes Yosef and the other Sfarim. The idea of Bikurim, you take the first of something and you give it back to Hashem, means you want to leave it connected to Hashem. So you have this wonderful first fruit that gives you the greatest satisfaction. You want to know how to keep the first, like that sense of firstness, perpetually fresh. Leave it by Hashem. Leave it connected to Hashem. Right, by us, you know, you can only make a Shechianu when something's brand new. And if you forgot to make Shechianu and you've already had it for a while, that no longer excites you, can't make Shechianu anymore. Right? You know, for us, in the physical world, things are only exciting at the first moment. But in physicality, indeed, things go from new to boring to old to decrepit to... you know, totally out of commission, you know, totally into the past, disappears into oblivion. But that's in the physical passing world. In the spiritual world, everything is perpetually fresh because the spiritual never gets old. The spiritual is infinite, like God who, you know, emanates it. So God is forever, and the energies that he gives us is forever, and the Torah that he gives us is forever. Do you know what the problem is? Why Torah seems old? Torah never gets old. Just like God himself who wrote the Torah, who emanated the Torah, doesn't get old. Torah just gets old to our physical eyes, because in the physical world, things are only exciting at the first moment. After that, it loses its pizzazz, and after that, it goes from bad to worse. If it's something truly physical, it starts falling apart. Now, in physical world and in physical time, things just go in one direction, to old, older, to oblivion. But that's in physicality. That's not in spirituality. In the spiritual, time works the other way around. In the spiritual, nothing ever gets old. Nothing ever, goes into oblivion. There's only the thing itself forever and new emanations that Hashem sends us. Right? And we have to try to get spiritually attuned. If a person's spiritually attuned, he'll never find Torah boring. He'll never find, never find it boring, he'll always see something new, because a new day is new emanations. You have the benefit of what you understood yesterday, plus the new understandings that you could have today that you couldn't have had yesterday, because God did not send those emanations yet. With the new day, there's new emanations. If a person lives on the spiritual plane, he lives a life of perpetual newness. He has what he has, and it never loses its pizzazz, right? And he always gets new things also that Hashem continues to give on top of what was given already. It's in the physical. And it's in the physical perspective that things get old and eventually disappear and go into oblivion. Right? Bikurim was, I want to reassociate these things that Hashem gave me. Give it back to Hashem. Give it back to Hashem. Leave it associated with Hashem. And that way, year-round, all the other fruits that are a continuation of these first, I'll sense newness in them constantly, because it's connected to Hashem. I took the first, and I didn't take it and run with it and schlep it into physicality. I gave it back to Hashem, and it has a spillover effect on all the other crops that come and continue from that point one that was reconnected to Hashem, so it should never separate. Right? And that's why for this once a year mitzvah, you need to daven three times a day. Three times a day, you should always have a sensation that you're eating out of Hashem's hand. Not that Hashem gave it already, and now it's disassociated from Hashem. But constantly eating out of Hashem's hand. That's why daven three times a day, like you eat three times a day. As it were, a sensation of constantly getting it fresh from Hashem. A person who lives that way sees perpetual newness in life. Perpetual newness in life. Perpetual joy. Perpetual stimulation. So, indeed, it's true. This double standard is true. The bad, which is associated with the deficiencies of physical, that's what goes into the past. The curses, that's what goes into the past. Right? But the newness, the newness is in the spiritual. And coming up to the new year, right? We fell short. We fell short of maybe the commitments that we made last Rosh Hashanah. And we fell short, and accordingly, we had a year which was as good as our commitments and our resolutions, and as good as how we kept them. New beginning. Whatever is wrong, whatever is deficient, that goes into the past. It's a fresh start. What's bad, which is associated with the limitations of the physical time just moves into past and into oblivion. Right, but I have to now say, all right, clean break. What was physical and deficient goes into the past, and now what comes in now is just pure newness. So starting this time, we have to reorient ourselves that we're not watching another year die. We're gearing up to a new beginning, and we have to, any negativity has to indeed be dispensed with and say that's going into the past and into oblivion with the old year and all the curses. And that's the deficiencies of the physical and that's physical time, but I'm now getting geared up and psyched, you know, to become spiritually oriented. And a spiritually oriented person is not looking at another year gone. A spiritually oriented person says the bad is gone, but I'm looking forward to a brand new year, a year full of, you know, divine blessing, right, and new opportunity. And to the extent that we truly accept Hashem as our King, Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah is the equivalent of Bikurim, right? That it all goes by the beginning. If the beginning starts with association with Hashem, so the continuation that comes from the beginning holds on to that association, so we should all gear up, you know, that should be Tachel Shana Brechoseha. We will accept Hashem at the beginning, the Rishis, the beginning of the year, accept Him as our King, and be Zocha to feel newness, you know, all year round. And from this week onwards is when we start gearing up for that reacceptance of Hashem, and to have a brand new year that will be associated with the spiritual, and it's a year that will feel Tachel Shana. It's just always beginning. It's never expiring. Ubrich Hashem, all its blessings that it brings. Ksiva Chasima Tovah.